AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They have found the cockpit voice recorder from that German jetliner that smashed into a mountain in the French Alps. It's damaged, but investigators still think they can get vital clues as to why the plane went down with 150 people on board. They have not yet found the flight recorder, but our Lori Hinnant in France says given the tough terrain, that's understandable.
The ravine is really rocky, practically vertical, extremely remote. There was snow and rain overnight, and you can't reach it by foot or by road. Overflights are possible by helicopter. It's unlikely there would be anyone landing.
The plane went into an unexplained 8-minute dive before it crashed. After a year-long investigation, we have discovered that your seafood may come from slaves. Hundreds of men trapped in an Indonesian island village, some kept in locked cages when they're not forced to fish. The fish can wind up in some of America's biggest grocery stores. All of the corporations we talk to say they are taking steps to try to prevent forced labor. Heinz, the ketchup company, is buying Kraft Foods. That word came this morning. They say the new company will be the third largest food and beverage company in North America. Teenage drivers have the highest crash rate of any age group, and now we're learning more about the distractions that cause some of those accidents. The AAA's Jennifer Ryan on what they are learning about the moments immediately before a crash with a teenager behind the wheel.
We found actually that 4 out of the 6 seconds a teen was not even paying attention to the road, that they were actually looking down, they were playing with their cell phone or not paying attention to the road.
The White House says the president wants to make health care better and cheaper, so today he'll announce a new plan that ties more payments to the quality, not the quantity of the services. This is AP Radio News. It turns out Madman's John Hamm has had a drinking problem. Here's our Jamie Fryer.
Read old-fashioned.
Like his Mad Men character Don Draper, star John Hamm has his troubles with booze. The spokeswoman says Hamm recently completed treatment for alcohol addiction.
I'm living like there's no tomorrow, because there isn't one.
Hamm's rep says the star has the support of his longtime partner, actress and filmmaker Jennifer Westfeld. The final episodes of Mad Men are set to begin airing on AMC a week from Sunday. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Angelina Jolie says she did it so her children would never have to say their mom died from ovarian cancer. Angelina Jolie has undergone a second round of preventive surgery, having her ovaries and fallopian tubes removed. Earlier, she opted to have both of her breasts removed. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.